Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jim Peterson. You may know him as a star on the basketball court in high school, in college with the Gophers, and 8 seasons in the NBA.
Peterson. The rookie out of Minnesota with the slam.
You may know him as a championship-winning associate head coach with the Minnesota Lynx. Maybe you know him from his outstanding broadcast work with the Wolves. But in Jim's mind and in his own words, we should all know him simply as this. Local hero. Please welcome the man all of Minnesota aspires to be, Jim Peterson.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yes or no, during one of our rounds this year, did you call yourself a local hero?
Jokingly.
That's not how I remember it. Not how I remember it. That's not how Tyler remembers it.
Sports hero.
A local hero. I mean, Dave, it's good to have a local hero on the show on a regular basis.
It's great for the show. God. Great. Put that on the Twitter.
Yes.
I you said you were going to do it. I didn't think you'd do it, but here you go.
What time did you get back this morning?
We landed at 6:30.
Mm.
But no, I was closer to probably closer to 5:45.
Yep. Did we get a little nap or did we stay up?
I did not. You know what happened? I my favorite seat on an airplane is the exit row window with no seat in front of it.
The bulkhead, right?
No. It's the exit row.
Yeah.
So it's in the middle of the plane.
Yeah.
And there's no seat. There's no.
Oh
seat
yeah. So, exactly. That's a good seat. Mm-hmm.
And so like you know, I just it's even better than first class because you know when you can just put your feet legs straight out.
Yeah.
They also upgrade you sometimes. So, I got upgraded to first class.
Oh, uh-huh. That's what happens to local heroes.
Exactly. I mean, as it should, but so I had my favorite seat. I got upgraded to first class, but I got the bulkhead. So I'm sitting next to a big guy. And I'm with the wall in front of me. So yeah.
Did you talk to him?
And then, I was like, well, can I go back to the seat I had? And they gave it away, so somebody had my seat.
That's not the way to treat a local hero.
No, it just is.
They hoodwinked him.
You know, the upgrading system. Like I thought I had already told them I didn't want to be upgraded because like I don't want to go see any other
tough
seats,
life. Anyway. I mean, it's a tough life. I mean, when they're
anyway, it was a great game last night. It was fantastic.
We're not getting past this. They gave you the okie dokie,
bamboozled.
Yeah,
they did. Well, there's no respect.
Yeah,
for a local hero.
I think okay. One game. I'm going to go get a pin, and it's not going to be big. But if people zero in on it, it's going to say local hero. And just one game, you have to wear it like running the lapel. Dave, we can get that done.
I didn't say state hero.
I said local.
I didn't say national hero. I said local.
Local hero. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. Okay, let's get to the game. We talked a lot of this gambling story last hour. We'll get to that next segment because it's, you were there. I mean, our guy Chauncey. So the Wolves in close games last year, they were terrible. I mean, for a great, you know, for a very good to great team, they were not good at all. Last night, it was get Ant the ball and get the bleep out of the way and make some stops. Did you see enough last night to not only enjoy it, to again appreciate the brilliance of Anthony Edwards, but to feel like that portends to good things to come?
Yeah, because, we kind of came on the air talking about some of the stuff that Ant needed to do better. One of them was, to stop turning the ball over as much as he was. Now, Ant didn't turn it over, but, boy, the team sure did. And a lot of it, you have to give Chauncey Billups, credit for, like, the way that they played. I was on my heels with, because I watched, three or four of the Portland Trailblazer exhibition games, and I didn't see that kind of effort. They turned the heat up like it was palpable. Like when you watched them play, when you were sitting there on the court chat, they were playing so hard. Like I was feeling the pressure, and we couldn't. I mean, Dante had six turnovers. I mean, we couldn't get the ball up the floor. Mm-hmm. We couldn't dribble it up the floor, and we couldn't pass it up the floor. You don't see that very often. You know that we're NBA players. You normally can't full court press an NBA team. You know what I mean? Like
if they don't have a point guard on the floor, maybe you can.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I really thought the way Dante played last year when Finch gave him the starting role, he had a six game stretch where he actually took over as point guard, and then he had his two of his highest scoring games when he took over. And in fact, his highest scoring game was the game he got hurt, and then he missed 19 games. Mm-hmm. But I didn't see that coming from Dante. But the other thing too, to his defense, he didn't know he was going to play and start at point guard, and he really didn't find out until the day before.
They must have been talking to him a little bit, though, about that possibility, right?
Well, I had gone to practice, and he hadn't really been working. I mean, yeah, did Mike didn't play that much during the exhibition season, but I don't know that they were talking about that because I didn't really see it happen at practice. Okay. Mike was running with the ones. So, but Anthony Edwards was unbelievable. I don't know. We saw games like this last year where it didn't portend great things if he was just going to sit there and play in isolation. And, and we saw that against the Oklahoma City Thunder, where he was trying to, get into tight spaces and play to crowds. They would load up on him. Donovan Klingham wasn't even guarding anybody a lot when he was doing this thing. But in the second half, it just all kind of came together, and they needed him to be that superhero. But, Finch does such a great job of finding lineup combinations. He's always searching and hunting, right? And then, he didn't go back to Dante. He didn't go back to there was a few combinations. He didn't come back to Mike. He didn't go back to Nas. He stuck with Rudy. He brought in Clark, which was – I think he really kind of changed the game, don't you?
I think we had a few texts on that. He's got to play. He needs to play double figures every game. I think it also was telling that Terrence Shannon played 25 minutes and finished the game, and let's get to the other person. Part of Dante starting and Mike coming off the bench, at least for one game. Maybe it stops tomorrow night. But right now, it's certainly a little bit of Chris Finch saying,
Rob Dillingham, I don't trust you enough to run the offense.
Yeah, I mean, it's very true, and that's part of that's on Rob, and part of it is on Chris Finch to have a little bit of trust that to give Rob a shot. So I Bones actually came in and did a nice job. So speaking of that, like, I know people want to see Rob Dillingham play, but, I thought Bones Highland came in and did a nice job until Finch took him out. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say about that. Like, Chris Finch does not like to play players that he doesn't think is going to help his team. So we even saw with Terrence Shannon last year. Like, there were a lot of times last year we felt Terrence should play. And he didn't do it. So I don't know. It's a long season.
Sure. Things change. Yep.
Finch didn't play Terrence Shannon last year until the end of the season when it finally was evident that he needed to be out there. So
I want to get back to Ant here. So Jim Pete's with us. Jim will be with us all season long. Listen, I want to be crystal clear. I'm praising Ant here because some of those moves, some of his judgment. Very few people can do that in the league, and the Wolves are incredibly lucky. And when our guy Johnny Kay is quoting Inglis, saying we got the best player, often you win because of the best player. But they played a non-playoff team, okay, and the bar can't be Ant is bringing the ball up court. Ant is then going to take the shot, and everything's going to rest on Ant when you're playing the Thunder, the Nuggets, the Clippers. So lucky to have him. He's going to be here for a long, long time. I whenever an injury comes up about him, I'm never going to believe it anymore, ever, ever, ever. I mean, I could watch his leg explode, and I'd say, hey, he's still going to play. The back, when the times goes down. But – that's where they're going to have other people handle the ball. Because I can make an argument, Jim, that another way they're still not using them enough is off screens and different ways. You can't put too much on his plate, even as great as he is.
Yeah, and that's, if they've got to figure out the point guard position, this is something that, Grady and I were talking about this as we were going to the airport last night from the arena. Is that we've had to figure out the point guard position for the last 3 years or so. Once we got Mike, I thought when we first got Mike, I thought I love Mike Conley. I've enjoyed him since I started broadcasting at the beginning. When he first went to Memphis, I just really admired somebody that could be as small as he is to be as great as he was. Like he's so good and still is. But I'm saying, like, I really felt when we got him at whatever he was when he got here, 36 or whatever, that he was going to be the backup. And you needed to figure out and get that player that was going to be able to play next or 10 years or whatever. And Mike was going to be the backup, but we still haven't really figured out that point guard position.
Nope.
And really need to, because like I agree with you. I don't think that Dante is necessarily the person. Now, when they first did it, like, I'm like, well, Dante needs to be working the edges anyway. Like, he needs to not have to really bring up the ball because that's not really his thing. He shouldn't be bringing the ball up the floor. And when someone rebounds the basketball, they need to either give it to Julius or Ant anyway.
Yeah.
Because Dante should be running and sprinting to the corner and then, come back or be running handoffs with Rudy or Nas or whatever.
They maybe need to have Julius. Okay, just picking up your point. Maybe if they stay with this for a while, and who knows, maybe Dillingham plays 15 minutes Friday. We know if Finch can change. Maybe they got to find Julius more often and have him bring the ball up the court, because against almost every power forward, he's going to be able to handle that sort of pressure if it's in the backcourt.
Yeah. No, I agree. So, Jaden even did a nice job at times. It really was kind of, non-point guard by committee bringing the ball up the floor.
Yes.
You had to find somebody that wasn't, you know, someone like when, I mean, Blake Wesley, I mean, he can only really do one thing, and that's play fast. Like, just, you know, blow by you if he has the ball, or pressure you if he doesn't have the ball. So, but, you know, he was super disruptive. There were, you know, I mean, obviously Jrue Holiday, Shaden Sharp, those guys, Tumani Kamara, they were all pressuring. So, you know, I don't like this era of, you know, there's no longer the Akeem Olajuwons and the classic centers anymore. And there's very few of the Chris Paul floor general kind of point guard archetypes,
yeah.
You know, so
zero.
I feel like an era of basketball really is gone. We're never going to get it back, Chad. And I really enjoyed the classic center and the, you know, classic floor general. So I don't know that we'll ever see it again. I think we're kind of in this mode right now of like spread the floor, play fast, and have all these incredible athletes kind of multi-dimensional, multiple ball handlers on the floor. So it's just a different era.
Very different.
And,
yep.
Hey, we have the best one. If we're not going to play that way, we got one of the best players on our side, though. That's for
that
sure.
That helps.
If we're going to play that way.
Let's pause, come back, and find out why Jim was playing so much poker with Chauncey Billups. And also hanging out right before games with Terry Rozier. I mean, that's what I'm going with. Dave, we're going with that, right?
I've seen no proof otherwise.
Yeah, so far no proof otherwise. On this enormous sports, poker, gambling stories, Jim Peete back with us in moments.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Because of his times with the Timberwolves, we both had a chance to get to know Chauncey Billups reasonably well, right? Likeable guy, friendly. I was making the point last hour when we talked about this. I was at a game a couple of years ago, and I made sure I went down, and he just came a quick wave, and he told me to come down. We talked for, like, you know, maybe a minute before the game, a couple of years before when he was calling games with the Clippers. We talked for, like, 5 minutes, just a likable human being, and all of a sudden you wake up today, and we got this dual story, including about Chauncey, the mob, and poker, where Chauncey's the eye candy. They've got it set up. They got X-ray cameras below the table, above the table. They've manipulated the shuffling deck. And, I mean, one part of the story, Jim, is that Chauncey's winning so many improbable hands with the help of the rigged shuffling machine that the overseer said he needed to lose on purpose to avoid being suspected of cheating. There's a lot on Chauncey. We're going to get to the betting side in a little bit, but pretty stunning when he's a part of this, and they got it so concocted that he's winning game, hand after hand after hand. And finally, they're talking to people because they get earpieces. You got to lose a few hands. And obviously, Chauncey deserves every right to defend himself, but wow.
Yeah, I got to admit, I have not, when I first got home from Portland, I just literally, I took the red eye back. So I climb into bed like at 6:30, 7 o'clock. I'm trying to get some rest. And I got a phone call from our director who called me to see if I saw what happened to Chauncey. And I'm like, no. And then he told me about it. I look it up. I sat there and, flipped around for a little while, but I didn't ever see a story about what it was actually all about. So this is kind of news to me. I did see that Chauncey got caught up in all this, but I didn't see actually what happened. So what you just told me is something I did not know.
Yeah.
I still need to do a little bit more reading about this, but I mean, when I first saw it, I thought, okay, what is this? Like a Molly's game kind of situation.
Yeah. Right.
Something that was more, but it's way more sinister when you saw, yeah.
Mob involved.
The Costa Nostra was involved. Yes. I'm still like, I just didn't, it wasn't clear at that time, Chad, what at, 7 o'clock in the morning, it wasn't clear at that time, sure, what actually was going on. But
yeah, go back and watch the press conference. It's about 45 minutes. And I'm going to speak for both of us. If the mob is listening, we've always been big fans. We've always believed in you.
So what was the crypto part of it? Because I saw something from Cash Patel about
there's money coming that way. I mean, it was a thorough press conference. Patel's there, the U.S. attorney, the police chief, endless attorneys, because they're dealing with these two separate cases. Because now let's get to the sports betting side, and it's, Rozier and prop bets, right? And let's be honest, gambling is everywhere. And when the two of us were growing up, leagues took great, great pains to not be part of gambling, right? Networks tied to it, teams partnering with it in places all across the country. It's omnipresent legally on your phone, or pretty easy to get illegally on your phone. And the most enticing, the easiest one, and the one that can just open up Pandora's box is these prop bets. These bets, prop bets have been around for decades. But the idea that all of a sudden somebody's watching, Wolves Lakers tomorrow, and the prop bet is 11 points for Ant in the first quarter, and you're betting on that, because to totally shave the game is incredibly difficult. But to say I'm a excellent rebounder, and all of a sudden it says 4 rebounds for fill in the blank, and you're the guy involved, and you can get 2 rebounds, that's a lot of what's happened. That's a lot of the accusations. And also, Patel said, the head of the FBI, that there's millions of fraud. So while you're still consuming this, I'll be curious how the leagues react, if they react at all, because down the line, as this is potentially billions of dollars in gambling money.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're talking to a guy who works for FanDuel.
Yeah, right.
And last night during the game, during the pregame show, the FanDuel's, obviously they've got a business model, and they're trying to do that. It's legal. I mean, it's what they're doing is on the up and up, and it's kind of fun. This is the hook, is that it's sort of fun. So we had exactly what you're talking about. You say we had three little prop bets. Rudy Gobert is going to grab 10.5 rebounds.
Yeah.
Is Mike Conley going to hit a 1.5 threes, or, is Jaden McDaniels going to score 12.5 points? And so, I don't know. It's like, it's fun. I don't have a gambler's heart. I don't have the heart to play, blackjack and go to Vegas. And I've never really enjoyed gambling that much, so I've never really understood it. But, I do understand, waging on a game. We've all done it. We do it for the Super Bowl. We do it for sporting events. And
we do it when we golf.
Absolutely. So this is what Chauncey's involved in, and even like the friendly poker game. I mean, like, we've all done that, and like you've got friends and you play your friendly poker game. It's great, but I don't know. It's just a weird story. I'm sitting there you know, 10 feet from Chauncey last night.
Yeah.
Chad, that's
right.
That's the weird thing, and I've known him for so long.
Yeah,
I have pictures of my son Sanjay. Chauncey was one of the nicest dudes.
Yes.
To Sanjay when Sanjay was when I first started working in broadcasting with you last, and we were talking about this last night. You were so nice with that photo you posted with me and Q. But Chauncey was one of the nicest people to my son. I've got pictures of Sanjay with Chauncey Billups in all stages of his life. And when Sanjay first started coaching in with the Utah Jazz, he would go and Chauncey would be like, Sanjay. And like the guys in the Jazz would be like, oh, how do you know Chauncey
yeah,
Billups?
Right.
Like, you know, but so it just was shocking this morning when I'm getting all these text messages and, the irony of how sports betting has been intertwined now with the game, just like, you know, I'm doing last night during the pregame show, and now guys are getting into it, and you just go, of course they're getting into it. Like, you know, of course Terry Rozier is doing this because it's part of the game now.
Yeah.
You know?
And I mean, Damon Jones, he's tied to both, right? So some, the allegations are just on one side, some is both. It's 11 states, it's the mob, it's fraud, it's just a lot. All right, I appreciate it. Get some rest, and you're not working this one because this is a prime game.
No, Lakers, yeah.
And then you're back Sunday?
Yep, yeah, we have the home opener against Indy.
Got it. All right, brother, talk to you soon.
So okay, thanks, Chad.
Jim Pete with us. He'll be with us all throughout the year. Spectacular news coming out today about Sophia. We've learned a lot about Sophia. We were collectively just frightened for all the right reasons about the Annunciation attack. The two passed away, but how about the news today? Susie's here. We'll jump right in the middle of this heartwarming story in moments on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet.
Ooh.
To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.